You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1649. Today, we have another crossover tip about knots that horse people should know how to use. It's been gleaned from the Ask Monty segment on Horsemanship Radio Podcast. And today's episode is brought to you by Sentinel Horse Nutrition. Sentinel's full line of 100% extruded feed formulas are designed for easier digestion compared to pellets. Extruded nuggets break down as soon as your horse takes a bite, releasing essential nutrients exactly where they're meant to be absorbed. Discover how extruded feed helps your horse live a healthier life. Visit feedsentinel.com/podcast to learn more or find a retailer near you. That's feedsentinel.com/podcast. It's time for Jamie Jennings to fetch an email from Monty Roberts' inbox and share a morsel of Monty's wisdom in a little segment we like to call Ask Monty. Leave this
world a better place. Dear Monty, I attended one of your demonstrations recently and was anxious to learn every detail of your work. I sailed boats as a kid and I heard you mention a few knots that you said were useful. Can you please tell me which ones you use and why? Monty's answer. Knots are a subject that I often visit during the course of one of my demonstrations. I believe it is essential that every horse person has a good working knowledge of the essential half dozen or so knots that are most often used when working with horses. The bowline is a knot that, in my opinion, anyone calling himself a horseman absolutely must understand. It's a knot that can be tied around the horse's neck, and no matter how hard they pull, it won't allow the rope to get tighter. Thus, it is virtually impossible for the horse to choke himself with the bowline knot. It is also true that no matter how much pressure is applied to the rope, the bowline, unlike many knots, will remain in such a state that it is easy to untie. One can put a bowline knot in a rope, tow a truck with it, and then pop it loose very easily. In the world of tying horses up, there are several slip knots that can be employed. One will tighten up on the post, and another won't. Some are easier to untie if the horse is in trouble, and some are more difficult. One should become familiar with two or three of the best slip knots to use when tying a horse to a post, tree, or hitch rack. The clove hitch is a knot that has several forms and applications. It has many uses in the horse industry, and one should become familiar with it. The clove hitch can be used in combination with various slip knots. It is the type of knot that would keep a rope from sliding down a sleek pole that a horse is tied to. In sailing, one must become familiar with dozens of knots. It doesn't seem too much to ask that a horseman become familiar with the variation of three knots, whose use will dramatically improve the safety of both people and horses. The knowledge of the bowline, the slip knot, and the clove hitch is essential for every horse person.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.